All right, good morning. So give yourself a moment to tune in. Sit on your mat, close your eyes, just breathe a moment. We'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. Come back to center, bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now with an inhale, reach your arms up into the sky, and as you exhale, bring your hands back to a prayer at your heart. And just close your eyes and move with your breath. One more time, inhale and circle your arms into the sky. This time when you exhale, fold forward. Lay your hands down on the mat, step your feet back, and step into downward facing dog. Hips reaching to the sky, step your feet up and down a few times. Begin to open the channels of your body. And walk your hands back to your feet, taking a gentle forward bend. Opening channels for breath to flow, for the energy of peace to flow. Walk your hands forward again, come back to downward facing dog, and let your knees come to the floor. Walk your hands back so they're underneath your shoulders for cat and cow. Inhale, lift the head and the tail, and exhale, draw your back to the sky. Flow with your breath. Next exhale, come through your cat pose down onto your heels. And then as you inhale, come up onto your knees, reach to the sky. And exhale, fold forward, settle in a moment in child's pose. Find your resting place, a nest you can return to at any time during this practice. Now curl toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, return to downward facing dog. And step the right foot forward. Lay your left knee on the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, bring your hands back down to the mat. Step the right foot back. And as you inhale, bring your shoulders above your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rise into cobra. And turn and look to your right. And then to the center. And to the left. And back again to the center. And back again to child's pose. And toes again, turn into the floor. Hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. And now we step the left foot forward. The right knee touches down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, bring the hands down. Step the left foot back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Turning to the right. And then the center. And the left. And back again to the center and back again to child's pose. And toes curl under the feet, hips lift to the sky, and we find again downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to meet your hands now. And inhale, come all the way up, sun breaths. Exhale, flowing down. Inhale, flowing up, following your own breath. It's a beautiful, sunny day. Rise up one more time. And bring hands to your heart. Step all the way to the very front of your mat. We'll flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, sink the hips down and back into chair pose. And then inhale, let's reach up again. If you like, you can add just a little back bend here. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And exhale, bring your hands down to the mat. Step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, circle the arms up. And exhale, bring the hands down. And step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And as we exhale, hands return to the mat. We'll step the left foot up to join the front. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach into the sky. Curve back again if it feels nice. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, touch hands to the mat. Step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up on the inhale. And back down to the mat on the exhale. And we step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Now take your left leg into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And with our exhale, hands come down. Right foot steps up to join the left. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach into the sky. Another chance to curve back. And exhale, plunge into a forward bend. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, bring your hands to the mat. Walk your feet back and step into downward facing dog. Take a nice deep breath. Feel your body opening up. Opening up channels within you. So we begin our standing flows now. Take your right leg up and into the sky. Step the right foot forward, the back foot flat down. And let's begin with warrior one. Feet firmly grounded, right knee lunging forward, arms reaching to the sky. As you breathe here, find ways to open up inside. Channels for breath to flow. For the energy of peace to flow within you. Let your hands sweep behind your back. Link your fingers together. Push your hands back as you reach your heart forward, looking toward the sky. And then slowly begin to bow forward. Explore your own flexibility, balance, and strength. Bring hands to the mat. Step onto your right foot. Take your left leg into the sky. Standing splits. Now, as you bring your left foot back down to the mat, cross it behind your right foot so the ankles cross and fold into this forward bend. Always finding your own way into the poses, the way that feels good for you, that opens channels up for you. Now reach your left leg back up into the sky again, standing splits. And then extend the left leg back, find lunge or kneeling lunge. Let's move with our breath. Exhale, reach down and back. Inhale, come up and all the way around. And let that keep flowing. Down and back with the arms. All the way around in circles. One more time, all the way around. And then bring hands into the heart. Let's add a twist. Hook your left elbow across your right thigh and turn this twist to the right. And find where it opens you up. Any variation is welcome. Now unwrap your twist, bring your hands to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Now once again, take your right leg to the sky. And now take a bigger step forward with your right foot. Lay your back foot flat down. And let's open to warrior two. Channels inside you opening for breath, for energy to flow. You take a little reach forward, turn your right hand over and stretch it across the sky, reverse warrior. Let your left hand drip down behind you as you open up the side of your body. Bend the right arm and lay it across the right thigh, or you can reach toward the floor. Left fingertips point to the sky, and we fold into side angle pose. Begin a circle with your top arm, reaching toward the back of the room, passing your back leg, pointing toward the floor. When you point to the front of the room, straighten your right leg and finish the circle in triangle pose. Bring both hands down to the mat. Take your hands around to the long side of the mat and shift your feet so they also point to the long side of the mat. And we'll take another twist here. Take your right hand below your face, slip your left hand under your low back. Reach out through the crown of your head and begin to spiral your twist around to the left. Left hand can remain at the back, can reach to the sky, whatever opens you up. Side of the twist unwinds. The left hand comes back to the floor. Walk your hands forward now. Push your hips back. And after we twisted the back, let's stretch it out nice and long. And then walk your hands back in. Lay your left hand below your face, right hand now at the low back. And spin this twist to the right. Where does it open you up? then unwind the twist. And again, walk your hands forward, push your hips back. Nice big stretch. Walk hands back under your face again, and then walk your hands around to the front end of your mat. Turn your feet to face forward, and let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, back, downward facing dog. And once again, right leg to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Opening up inside. Feel your breath flow. Feel your energy flow. Places that were blocked are opening. Now take a very deep bow, arms reaching back. And then bring hands down to the mat. Lay the left knee down. Set the top of the left foot on the floor. Shift your hips backwards as you slowly straighten into your right leg. Now, knowing your own body and your own flexibility, go as deeply into this pose as makes sense for you. Opening up in a way that feels good. Carefully come forward, stepping back onto the right foot. We'll curl the left toes under, pick the left knee up, step the left foot up to meet the right. And with your next inhale, sink the heels and hips down, circle your arms around chair pose. Link your fingers together, index fingers reaching up like a steeple. And as the steeple rises up, the hips sink down. And come up from your chair, sun breaths, exhaling all the way down and inhaling all the way up. Flowing with your breath. And come up one more time. Bring hands to your heart, step your feet hip distance apart, and let's take a back bend. Make fists at your low back. Put your feet down into the ground, roll your shoulders back, and curve into where your back bend feels good, where it opens up the channels within you. Carefully come up from this back bend. Shift your hands to your hips and pour yourself now into a forward bend. Hang down into gravity, relax, release. And then heels and hips come down, arms circle around chair pose. Making a steeple again. As the steeple reaches up, the hips sink down. Rise up, sun breaths, follow your breath. Exhaling down, inhaling up. One more inhale comes up. With the exhale, come all the way down. Bring hands to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And a very deep bow. And Bring hands to the mat. Lay the right knee down. Set the right foot, top of the right foot to the floor. Shift backwards. Let's open up the left leg. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Open the channels within you. Like a stream gets stagnant when it gets blocked with rocks and debris. But when you clear that debris, the stream runs clear and clean again. Clear the debris from your body. Come forward again. As you step onto the left foot, curl the right toes under, pick the right knee up, and let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And this time, take your left leg to the sky. Take a nice wide step forward with the left foot. Back foot comes flat down, warrior two. Little reach forward, left hand turns over for reverse warrior. Reach back across the sky. Open the left side. Bend the left arm and lay it across the left thigh, or again reach for the ground. Side angle pose. Circling the right arm toward the back of the room, past the back leg, pointing to the ground. As you point straight ahead, the side angle pose becomes a triangle pose by straightening the front leg. Come down to the mat. Take your hands around to the long side of the mat. Turn your feet so they point that direction. And let's twist again. Right hand below the face. Left hand slips onto the low back. Stretching outward and then twisting to the left. Where does it open you up? Unwind this side. Let your left hand come back to the floor. Walk your hands forward. Push your hips back. And again, we walk hands under the face. Now we'll lay the left hand there, right hand low back. And the twist turns to the right. Twist, walk your hands forward, push your hips back. And walk hands back under the face and then around to the front of the mat, shifting your feet to face forward. We step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. One more flow, left leg again to the sky. Step the left foot forward, lay the back foot flat down. Warrior one. Clear away the debris within you. Run clear and clean again. Hands sweep behind the back, the fingers link together. As the hands push back, the heart reaches forward, eyes gazing toward the sky. And then folding forward, supported by a strong foundation. Hands come to the mat, step onto your left foot, right foot to the sky, standing splits. Bring the right foot down. As you do, cross the ankles so your right foot's behind your left. Forward bend. And then right foot back into the sky, standing splits. And then extend the right leg back, find lunge or kneeling lunge. And flowing with breath, exhale, reach down and back. Inhale, arms come up and circle around. One more time down and back. One more circle around, and then bring hands to your heart. Hook your right elbow across your left thigh. One more twist, twisting to the left. And gently unwinding the twist, bring hands to the mat. And we'll step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. And now lay knees to the mat. Slide your hips into your heels. Come back to that nest of child's pose. To the front of the mat, spreading fingers out, pressing hands down. We dig toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, and make our way back again to downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to meet your hands, and take a nice slow inhale all the way up. And with your exhale, bring hands into your heart. And let's step into some balancing. Step onto your right foot. First balance pose will be tree pose. So when you have your root system, take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your right leg. Hands at the heart or reaching up. Bring hands into the heart. Take your left knee straight ahead. Stand nice and tall. And then with the left hand, press the left knee back behind you. Reach around and catch the foot with your left hand for dancer's pose. Right hand points to the sky, and then push the left foot into the left hand. And then 2 feet come back to the ground. Before we step onto the left foot, give yourself whatever kind of movement your body craves. And then stand onto your left foot for tree pose. Right foot this time, ankle, calf, or thigh. Holding hands into the heart, take the right knee straight ahead. Head lifted nice and high. And the right hand pushes the right knee back and then reaches around to catch the foot. Dancer's pose. Push the right foot into the right hand. And 2 feet again to the ground. Another moment to give your body whatever kind of movement it craves. And take a nice inhale, reaching arms to the sky. Exhale, fold all the way down. Hands come onto the mat. We'll walk the feet back. And lay the knees down and slide hips into heels as we return to the waiting nest of child's pose. This time we'll add a side bend. Walk your hands way over to the right. Press your left hip away from your hands. Now walk your hands to the center and then way off to the left. Hands come back to the center. And then we'll walk hands in toward the knees. Crisscross at the ankles. Slip hips over the top of the feet. And we come to sit on the mat. So let's roll the body back and forth a little bit. Hold your legs right behind your thighs. Roll down to your shoulders and back up a few times. And then one of the times you roll up, come to a point of balance where your feet don't touch. And let's explore boat pose. Roll your shoulders back, lift your heart up nice and high. There's a space under your chin. You can stay here, you could release your hands, you could straighten the legs. But if at any time you find yourself rounding and your chin comes down, find a way to keep your chin nice and high, your heart nice and open. Now bend the knees, take your feet to the mat, take your hands to the floor behind your hips, and as you push into the hands and feet, lift your hips up parallel to your knees and shoulders. And then set your hips back down onto the mat. You can scoot them back just a little bit if you like. And open your legs medium width for some forward bends. Turn first to your right leg. As you inhale, rise up. And exhale, fold over your right leg. Open up the channels within you for breath to flow, for the energy of peace to flow within you. Walk your hands up the right leg and turn to the left leg. As you inhale, reach to the sky, lifting up. As you exhale, fold over your left leg. Close your eyes. Long, slow, smooth breaths. Walk hands up the left leg. Scoop up the backs of your legs and roll down onto the floor now, all the way down onto your back. And once you get down onto the floor, take a moment to settle in, rock your body around a little so you feel nice and centered on the floor. And then take both hands onto your right knee. Lift your left leg up into the sky. Draw your belly in and using your abdominal strength, slowly lower the left leg toward the ground. And then using your abdominal strength, lift it back up. So nice and slow, lowering and lifting the left leg. Time. And then as the left leg comes up, take your right foot to the floor. Take hands behind your left leg, draw it in toward you. And then take your right hand on your right hip bone, left hand inside of the left leg. Let your left leg drop out to the left side. Now bring the left leg back up. Take hands onto the floor beside you. Push into the right foot and lift your left hips up off the ground. A one-leg bridge pose. Bend the right knee. Cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Maybe you can even lift your bridge up just a little higher. And then lower the bridge down to the ground, but keep the legs crossed. And then reach around behind your right leg and draw the legs towards you and find a nice deep pigeon pose. Looking for that opening, clearing of debris now in your left hip. Open up the channels inside of you for breath, for the energy of peace to flow. Thank you. the legs crossed, but release your hands. Let the right foot touch down on the floor again. Now reach your right hand across your body to take the left knee. And take both legs over to the right while you turn your head and look to the left. The right hand, bring the legs back up, still crossed. Now take your left hand and push your left leg all the way snug against your right leg. Reach around and grab your shins or ankles, and as if your legs were a wishbone. Give just a little pull until you feel a nice opening again in your left hip. Release the hands, unwrap the legs. Hands on knees, rock yourself around a little. Then take both hands onto the left knee, right leg to the sky. Again, draw your belly in and slow motion, lower and lift your right leg. Right leg one more time. And then as you lift the right leg, drop your left foot to the floor, hands beside you. Push the left foot down, lift the hips up, one leg bridge pose. Lay your hips down. First take hands behind the right leg. Draw it in toward you. And then left hand on the left hip bone, right hand inside the right leg. Open your right leg out to the right. And bring the right leg back up. And now take hands to the floor, push into your right, left foot, and find the one leg bridge pose. Bend the right knee, let the ankle cross your left thigh, maybe lifting up a little higher through your bridge. And then the bridge comes down, the legs remain crossed. Reach around behind your left leg, draw the legs in, and find pigeon pose. Open up the channels in your right hip. Clear away the debris. Thank you. release the hands, legs still crossed, the left foot comes to the floor. Take your left hand across your body. Take the right knee as you take both legs over to the left. Turn your head to the right. Release the left hand, bring the legs back up, let them still remain crossed. With the right hand, press the right leg snug against the left. Reach around for shins or ankles, wishbone your legs. Find your way back into your right hip one more time. Uncross the legs. Take hands on your knees. Draw circles round and round. And then take your circles around in the other direction. Back to center. Give your knees a nice hug. And choose an inversion for today. You might choose a shoulder stand, lifting hips and legs up above you. Use your hands to support you carefully. You might choose a bridge pose, this time with both feet pressing into the ground as the hips come up into the air. So go to what feels nice. Lift your heart above your head. Open channels within you for breath to flow, for the energy of peace to flow. Slowly begin to lay yourself back down onto the ground, touching down gently and then reaching around to scoop up your knees and rock your body side to side. And now stepping into fish pose, press your feet into the mat, lift your hips up and slip your hands underneath your body, and then lay your hips on top of your hands. Stretch your legs out straight, sit up on your fingertips. Lay your elbows down so you're propped up on your forearms. And let your head lay back with a nice open neck. Roll your shoulders back and reach your heart toward the sky. Now lifting the head, we gently lay the fish pose back down onto the ground. Hands slip out from underneath us, and now we'll reach arms to the floor behind our head. Lace your fingers together, invert your palms, take a big stretch. And let's begin our last twist. First, reaching down, we take the right leg and cross it all the way over the body to the left while we turn and look to the right. Now the left hand drops away, the twist lays you back down on your mat. And straighten out, stretch long again, arms overhead, legs out straight. Now take up your left leg and cross it over you to the right while you look to the left. hand slips away, and that last twist lays you down. Straighten yourself out onto your mat. And if you'd like to cover yourself up, feel free to do that. We've arrived now at our final relaxation. Lay yourself down. Close your eyes. You've opened up the channels now. Let your breath flow. And as you lie in stillness, with your eyes closed, take your awareness to your heart center. Imagine there at your heart center a very deep well. And this well is filled with the nectar of relaxation. Take a look at that sweet nectar. Maybe you see it as a particular color. Excuse me. Maybe you see a particular viscosity. Imagine now you scoop up a big helping of that liquid nectar of relaxation. And you take it down and begin to fill the toes of your right foot. And fill the foot itself. And you fill the ankle, the calf. You fill the area around your knee and then all the way slowly up your right thigh until your entire right leg is filled with that nectar of relaxation. Come back to the well at your heart. Take another big helping down into your left foot, filling the toes and the foot. The ankle, the calf, the area of your knee, and then slowly all the way up your left thigh. Both legs now warm and relaxed, perhaps glowing with that color you imagine. Come back again to your heart center. Take another helping of this nectar of relaxation and completely fill the entire basin of your pelvis. When the pelvis is full, come for another helping. And begin to fill the area of your abdomen, your sides. Feel it rising up your back and into your lungs and chest cavity. And find yourself back again at your heart center, where you take a nice big helping down into the right fingertips, up the right fingers into the right hand, the right wrist and forearm, bend to the right elbow and the upper right arm, and all the way up into the right shoulder, which leads you right back to your heart center for another helping of the nectar of relaxation. Fill the fingers of your left hand, up through the hand and the wrist, filling the right or the left forearm and the elbow, and the upper left arm and the shoulder, and leading you right back again into your heart center, where you take a helping that comes upward now, filling the upper chest, up across where the collarbones are and into the neck. And then rising up, it fills the entire area of your skull and head until your whole body is filled with the nectar of relaxation, flowing through these open channels that you've created and bringing you a wonderful sense of peace and calm and deep relaxation.
Yeah.
take a very deep breath in. Let the breath slowly out. And give yourself a moment to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. And when the time feels right, roll over onto your right side. Cradle your head in your arm for a moment, maintaining that feeling of deep relaxation. And then let's finish our practice where we began it. Meet me once again, sitting on the mat, filled to the brim with that nectar of peace, and offering gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts you may have received, and for anything you may take away from your practice and use in other parts of your life. And one more time, we'll let our head drop down, rolling side to side. And then as we arrive back at center, with an inhale, arms circle up into the sky. Hands meet together. Come to our forehead for peaceful thoughts today. To our lips for peaceful words. And to our heart for a peaceful heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.